姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们能够再一次来思想神的话语。
We thank God for His grace. This morning, we are able to come together to ponder upon His word.
我想问一下，有多少个人认识我？
How many of you know Reverend Lim Jit Tai?
好多人不认识我，所以我需要自我介绍一下。
Many of you do not know him, so he wants to introduce himself.
我是海南人。
He's a Hainanese.
在客家村长大。
Grew up in a Hakka village.
那么呢，我现在负责的是粤语崇拜。
He is responsible for the Cantonese service in the church.
而我侍奉了三个波。
There are three ways of his service.
波就是波的意思哈。我侍奉过巨人波、麻波、新加坡。
So now you know what the three ways are.
我在巨人波是13年。
He served in Kuala Lumpur for 13 years.
那么我在麻波三年。
And then in Mua, 3 years.
我现在我的这个新加坡碧山学院堂呢是16年。
And now I'm serving in Zion Bishan for 16 years.
所以你知道我几岁吗？
So you add this number up, you guess my age.
Okay, 告诉你们一个秘密。
I want to tell you a secret.
明年呢，我坐巴士车就滴滴两声了哈。
So next year when I take public transport, it will sound twice.
今天我要和大家思想了，就是这个回顾即展望。
Now I want to share with you on this topic, looking.Back to looking forward.
Oh, sorry. Oh, 原来是我这里。Sorry. 他不太听话。Okay, 我们要思想的是回顾与展望。
We want to consider the topic looking back to looking forward.
是起自耶稣亚记第一章一到九节。
And the text is taken from Joshua chapter 1 verses 1 to 9.
这里我要问一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
在这里有谁有驾照的？
Any one of you have a driving license?
蛮多人的哈。
There are many of you.
但是你没有想过，当你在学驾车的时候那种感觉。
Now, can you remember when you were learning to drive, your feeling?
我相信我们会很紧张、很兴奋、很刺激。
So you must feel very intense, very excited, very cheery.
但是最刺激的是什么呢？
Now, what is so intense?
那么就是考试那一天，对不对？
On the day of the test.
我不晓得你考多少次。
How many times do you take to pass your driving test?
我感谢主，我考一次。
Reverend Lim only took one test.
但是我考摩托单车哈，我考三次。
So when he was learning to drive the motorcycle, he took three times to pass the test.
我们驾车的人的那个心态是怎么样的呢？
How do we feel when we are driving?
当你驾车的时候，你驾车出去，你第一件事情你想到什么？
What do you think when you drive off?
撞车。
You are concerned with a collision.
我相信你驾车是很大很大的压力。
So you feel a lot of pressure driving.
假如你说，哎呀，要驾车没有办法，一定要驾了。广东话啊，完醒啊，没有办法，我要驾车撞车。没有办法的。
So if you have no choice, because driving is your livelihood.
那么或者你驾车很开心。
You are very happy.
因为你可以掌控那时间，从 A 到 B 这个点的时候呢，你掌控到那个时间，你觉得非常非常开心。
Because you are in control of the timing traveling from point A to point B.
所以驾车最重要的是什么呢？
So what is the most important thing in driving?
我们驾车的时候就是要达到那个目的
，That is to reach your destination.
但是更清楚的说，应该是安全达到那个目的。
But correctly, it should be to arrive at our destination safely.
驾车的时候，我们知道了和什么有关系
？Driving, what are related to it?
第一个东西，我们叫车要好。
First of all, the car must be well maintained.
所以好车也要有保养，对不对？
So you have a good car, the car must be well maintained.
第二个东西我们相信呢，和车驾车有关系，就是和司机有关系。
Now secondly, the driver is important.
他一定要熟悉所有的这个考试，这个交通规则。
Now he must be familiar with all traffic rules.
第二，你要脾气要好。
Secondly, you must have a good temper.
你的忍耐力要够。
You must be patient.
那你差不多就可以安全到达地方了。
Now, if you have this characteristic, then likely you will reach your destination safely.
我们今天一个特别的联合聚会。
We have a special combined service this morning.
那么今天要问一个问题啊，你们可以答，我不可以答哈。你们建堂到今天几年了？
How many years is our church?
来喊一个数目。
Can you give me a number?
有些还不肯定哈。哎，牧师你要小心了，他们还不肯定啊。哇，36年，对了。
Okay.
对吧
？We are 36 years old.
那么我们要如何走下去呢
？Now how do we move on from this point?
这和驾车有关系。
It's something like driving.
我常常说呢，驾车的人是武林高手。
Now I always say that a driver is an expert in martial art.
哈，他的眼观四面。耳听八方。
Now, he is aware of his surrounding. He hears what is going on.
那么呢，今天我们的题目就是回顾与展望。
So our topic this morning is looking back to looking forward.
大家相当熟悉这个地图。
Now we look at the map. I think you are familiar with it.
这里我们所看到的是以色列人出埃及。
We see that the Israelites left Egypt.
那么请问以色列人从埃及到迦南用了多长的时间
？Now how long did they take to travel from Egypt to the land of Canaan？
多少年
？How many years？
40年，对不对
？They took 40 years。
你们还有多少年到40年呢
？How many more years for us to reach the 40th year？
还有4年。
There are only 4 years。
所以刚才我们和牧师坐下来谈话的时候，他们说你们准备了。你们准备搬出去，我还没有准备四年了，准备搬出去了。
So while I was talking to the pastors mentioned that we are moving out soon.
大家紧张吗？兴奋吗
？So are you excited?
但是我更兴奋的是四十年，多四年的时候，那个是一个大的庆祝了哈。
Now we are looking forward to the 40th year.
今天我要和大家思想的就是这个，约书亚记第一章。
I want to share with you from Joshua chapter 1.
我先把我的大纲和大家看看。
Now I want to share with you my outline.
第一个呢，我们要知道回顾与展望。
First of all, we want to see, looking back to looking forward.
那么呢，帮手到接手。
From a servant to a leader.
那么呢，向前看即往后望。
Now looking for ahead at the same time looking back.
那么应许即得成。
A promise and a reality.
结论了。
Then the conclusion.
我们来看这个第一大点。
So we look at the first point in the outline.
这里给我们看到一个这个帮手到接手
，from a servant to a leader，
我们看到第一节
，we look at verse one，
那里告诉我们耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手Nun的儿子约书亚说
，in Joshua chapter 1 verse 1 it reads， now after the death of Moses the servant of the Lord it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun Moses minister saying。
所以我们所看到一个历史的事件。
We are looking at some historical facts.
事情发生了就是发生了，是不会改变的。
What had happened, happened.
死代表什么呢
？What does death represent?
死让人觉得非常的可怕，很无奈，很悲哀，很难过。
Now, death caused misery, helplessness, and disappointment.
从另外一个角度来看，这也是人生必经之路。
But this is something that all of us have to go through.
当一个人非常忧愁，感到又损失的时候，临到你的时候
，When you have sorrow and loss，
你第一个反应是什么
？What is your first reaction？
可能我们遇到这样的事情，我们第一个想的就是我们会放弃，我们在失望中伤心。
The impulse is to give up, to suffer disappointment.
如果耶稣亚在那里为摩西不断的哭，一直的哭。
If Joshua would remain in the state where he cried and kept crying for Moses.
但是我们相信他怎么哭呢，摩西也不会活过来。
But by his crying, he cannot bring Moses back to life.
在同时我们看到呢，一个人在哭泣的时候也哭不出上帝的祝福。
At the same time, you cannot cry out for the blessing of God.
人死了。
When a person died,
但神没有死。
But God is alive.
但是我们看到了这是一个人生的篇章结束了。
This is part of the story of a life that ended.
但同时也是另外一个篇章的开始。
But it is the beginning of another chapter.
但是我们今天很清楚。
But we know this clearly.
为什么新加坡新生命堂
？Why are we here in New Life BP Church?
因为神活着。
Because our God lives.
Amen.
We should
你们来到这个地方，因为我们相信神是活着的。
We are here this morning because we firmly believe that our God lives.
一个时代结束了
，One generation passed，
但是上帝带领以色列的这个工作呢没有停止。
But God led the people of Israel, and His work does not end.
所以上帝兴起耶稣亚代替摩西继续带领的工作。
So God raised up Joshua to lead the people of God.
你对这件事情有什么看法
？Now how do you look at this story？
当我们看摩西五经的时候呢，前面圣经的五本书。
When we look at the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible,
我们发现当他介绍耶稣亚的时候，会和一个词连在一起。
Now, whenever you read about Joshua, you will see a connecting a word or phrase.
那就是摩西的帮手。
You will see the word Moses' minister, or sometimes you will see the word Moses' servant.
那么我们看到了在第一节的时候，这也这样提说摩西的帮手。
Now in Joshua chapter 1 verse 1, we see that in our King James translation as Moses' minister.
我们再看下去的时候，我们可以或者是可以一起读、哦、这里讲到了第二次，他说我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我要赐给你们以色列的地方去。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 2 says, Moses my servant is dead, now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people under the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel.
你发现到在短短的两节都在提摩西死了，摩西死了。
Now in these first two verses of the book, it is mentioned twice, Moses died.
那么在这里我们说看到第二句话说，现在你要起来。
And then the second phrase in verse 2 says, Now therefore arise.
就是叫他起来，要工作了。
Now, this is a command for Joshua to work.
我不晓得你在教会里面多久了。
How long have you been in this church?
当教会的领袖邀请你来服侍的时候。
When you are asked to serve.
我们总是什么？扭扭捏捏。
We always mince our words.
有时候我们啊 ,Hokkien way 啊 ,I my 啊，我们是说哎呀哎呀哎呀，要又不要，不要又要，这样，哇！我们觉得常常有这样的情况。
So all of you who are Hokkien speaking understand the word.
可能摩西不是，可能耶稣亚只会这么说。
Maybe Joshua may say,
我不要了
，I don't want to do the work.
我要在那边哭啊
！I'll remain where I am crying.
那、啊、我，你知不知道我跟着摩西40年，上上下下上，做许多的事情。
I've been with Moses all these 40 years of my life doing his bidding.
他突然离开了。
And now he is gone.
我怎么能够接受呢？
How can I accept it?
假如他继续这样的话，
If he remain in that state,
我就告诉你，就没有耶稣亚记。
Then I want to tell you, we will not have the book
Joshua. 他们也没有进到迦南去。
And they will not have entered into the land of Canaan.
一切等于零。
And all will come to nothingness.
所以当牧师叫你服侍的时候，你说"哎哎哎呀"，麦克，哎麦哎麦哈，哎就是哎哈。
So when you are invited to serve, I hope your answer will be yes.
所以在这个地方我们看到呢，领袖交接的时候。
Now we see the passing of the baton.
那么我看到呢，要一个新的领导层上来的时候呢，这个过程要很平稳。
Now the transition from one leader to another must be smooth.
那么我们也知道了，新的这个领袖上来的时候，也是要受过训练的。
And we know that a new leader must be trained.
因为要挑起这么大的梁子。
Now for him to carry such a heavy burden.
要带以色列人进入迦南地。
To bring the people of Israel into the land of Canaan.
我们来看现在在这一章里面，请问约书亚几岁？
Now, how old was Joshua at this time?
所以你们还是要上圣经课了，没办法了。八十岁，我告诉你。
Now he's about 80 years old.
今天我们讲八十岁，我还做什么？什么都不做了哈，我跳卡了，什么不做了。
Now if you are 80 years old, you do not feel like doing anything.
但是上帝就说你要起来。
But God says, arise.
我们看到他人生的经验。
We see his life experience.
我们看到他在埃及里面看到上帝降石灾在这个埃及人身上。
In Egypt, he saw the templates upon the Egyptian.
他们从为奴之地离开往迦南去。
From the land of slavery to the land of Canaan.
现在来到这个地方的时候呢，只剩下两个从埃及出来的两个人啊，其他的都死了，就是出来的时候二十岁以下的人啊，都死了。二十岁以上的人都死了，只剩下这两位。
By now, the people who are still alive are those who are 20 years and below when they left Canaan, left Egypt. Sorry.
所以可以看到呢，他们知道上帝的这个惩罚，他们很清楚上帝的作为。
Now they have seen the wonderful work of God.
而且他跟随摩西四十年。
And he followed Moses for 40 years.
而且他也被拣选十二个探子到迦南去探地。
He was one of the 12 spies who were spied on the land.
所以他经历了许多的事情。
So he has many experiences.
所以我们看下去的时候呢，上帝在准备他。
So we see that God was indeed preparing him.
我们来看到第二点了，快来到第二点哈。
Now we come to the second point of my outline.
我们像这一个人的信仰的过程。
We see somebody's faith, the process of his faith.
过去、现在、将来。
We have the past, the present, and the future.
现在的我。
The now I am.
是过去的渐渐把我建立起来。
Was because of what happened in the past that had made me who I am today.
同时现在的我。
And now the one I am.
在建立将来的把握。
And to develop confidence. For the future,
我们常常说一句话。
And we often say this.
我们属灵的人的生命过程，我们常会讲这一句话。
And if we pursue spirituality, we will say this.
忘记背后，努力面前。
We say, forget the past, pressing forward.
这就是我们常常告诉的，不要怕，忘记背后，努力面前，神与我们同在。
We often say this, don't be afraid, forget about the past, press on.
但在侍奉这件事情上
，But in the service for God，
我们会说什么呢？我们在侍奉的时候不能够忘记背后努力面前哦。我们要什么呢？我们要向前看，就往后望。
Now in serving God， we must always press on， move on， move forward， but don't forget to once in a while look back。
那么我们带领教会的时候，不能够忘记背后努力面前。
Now, when we are leading the church, we should not forget history.
因为我们不能忘记上帝的约，就是上帝的话语。
We should not forget God's covenant or His word with us.
我们要继续的这样走下去。
We must move on like this.
我们要继续依靠主的约，努力往前走。
We must trust in God's covenant promises, then press on.
所以我们驾车的时候呢，我们常说这个重不重要呢
？So often in driving, we say this is something important.
你认为这个往后镜重要吗？驾车的人。
Now, do you think the rear mirror is important to the driver?
我觉得往后镜是保命的，保你的命，你平安的这个命。
Now, I want to say that the rear mirror is a life-saving gadget.
在带领教会的时候，我们往后看是很重要的。
When you are leading the church, there's this necessity of looking back.
问一个简单的问题。
Just a simple question.
只要你不懂答案，你要回去再考一下你的 highway code.
Now, if you can't answer this question, okay, apply for your highway code test.
请问驾车的人要多久望一次望后镜？
For those who are driving, how often or at what time interval should you look at the rear mirror?
谁可以答？所以全部要考过了嘞 ，sorry 了。二十秒。
The answer is 20 seconds.
二十秒你就望要望后一次后面了。
You should look at the rear mirror every 20 seconds.
假如你的速度来到100这个kilometer。
If you are traveling fast at 100 km an hour,
那时候你要是 3.5 秒。
That is every 3.5 seconds to look at the rear mirror.
13.5.
13.
13.
Every 13.5 seconds.
哇，你没有上课了，那多好，免费的。
So I've given you a lesson on highway code.
但我们知道望后镜重要在哪里呢？
What is the importance of having a rear mirror?
特别当我们要转换跑道的时候
When you are preparing to make a turn,
向右、向左或者 U turn,
When you are about to make a U turn or to switch lanes,
不只要看望后镜不止一个
You not only must look at the rear mirror,
你还要看左边的望后镜和右边的望后镜
You must look at your two side mirrors.
你确定的时候，100%确定的时候，安全，你才做下一步的动作。
When you are absolutely sure, then you make the next move.
这就是为什么我们的题目叫做回顾即展望。
That is why I have entitled my message as looking back to move, looking forward.
不是回顾和展望，是回顾即展望，就是连在一起的。
Now what I want you to see is that looking back and looking forward are joined together. That means we have to do it together.
所以，假如你要安全驾驶的话
，Now if you want to drive safely,
你要用这个望后镜
，You have to use the rear mirror.
这个比喻讲什么呢
？And this analogy is
是我们在教会里面，我们的确是要往后看，也要往前看。
That is.We should look ahead of us or forward, but do not forget the past.
做事情要谨慎，顾前想后。
We have to be very careful. We also have to be mindful of the past.
哎 ，sorry， 刚刚才跑出来啊，大家记得，我忘记按。好，我们看下去。
Let's go on.
这里说了我的魔他我们看到王室的字，他说什么呢？往我赐给以色列人的地去。
Go to the land that I've given to the people of Israel.
上帝说我要把这个地赐给你们。
God has said that I will give this land to you.
在什么时候他这么说呢
？When did he say that？
所以我们刚刚他不是这么说吗？他说我要往我所赐给以色列人的地去。
Now, if you read the Bible in Joshua, it is mentioned.
但是我们知道这件事情不是在那里开始。我们也可以看到这第六节。
Now, the promise of the inheritance of the land is given much earlier.
他说，就是我向你们列祖起誓，应许赐给他们的地。
Now, look at chapter 1, verse 6 of the book of Joshua, and then the... Later part of the verse says that thou shalt divide for inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them.
意思说什么呢？意思说我们所看到上帝既然做了这件事情。
Now the implication is that since God has done this,
我们知道圣经里面分成两个部分。
We know that the Bible is divided into two parts.
那两部分。
Which two parts?
又不懂的、啊，那我又骂牧师了，就不好意思了。OK， 新约和旧约，对不对？
We have the Old Testament and the New Testament.
约是什么意思？
What is a covenant? What is
约就是合约的意思。
It is an agreement.
那合约就是我要遵行，你要遵行。
It is an agreement that both parties must abide to.
事情才能够成就。
Then can the matter come to pass.
神没有忘记他所向亚伯拉罕所立的约。
God had not forgotten his promise to Abraham.
那么我们再看下去的时候呢，我们发现到他说你从这个地方看。
I want you to see from this place.
他说什么？你从旷野，从这黎巴嫩，直到伯拉大河赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。
I want to see from the land of Lebanon to the Euphrates to the land of the Hittites. All this will I be giving it to you.
我们再看创世纪十三章十四节。
We look at Genesis chapter 13 and verse 14.
和十五节。
And also verse 15.
他说耶和华对亚伯兰说，从你所在的地方几目向东南西北观看，凡你所看见的地，我要赐给你们和你的后裔，直到永远。
And the Lord said unto Abraham, After that Lord was separated from him, Lift up now thy eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever.
今天假如你大家等一下跑到最高的Bell Tower 那里，然后你往东南西北看。
Now, after this, you go to the highest point in the church, which is the Bell Tower. Then look at the four corners of this marshaling area.
然后你读这一节经文。
And then you read this verse.
凡你看见的地，我要赐给你和你的后裔。
And then you say that God has promised to give the land to you, the land that you can see.From your vintage point.
我相信你会偷笑、暗笑，哪里有安尼安尼块代志？
You might be cynical about it, and how can this be true?
看到就是你的，哇！看到就是你的，哇！安尼好啊，哇！看到就是你的。
Now God said to Abraham and to his seed.The land that thou seest, it will be yours.
今天呢，我们要看啊，假如你站在这个亚伯拉罕的这个位置，你这样看的时候，然后你说你信，哇，你说你胆生毛啊，这样啊，这样大胆信这个东西、啊。
Now, if you are Abraham, now it will take great faith to believe that promise.
这就是我们欣赏亚伯拉罕的地方。
And this is why we really appreciate the man Abraham.
我们称亚伯拉罕为信心之父。
We call him the father of faith.
当上帝跟他讲实的时候
，When God said to him,
他相信了。
He believed.
Amen. 哇，这个力量很大哈！上帝一讲，我信。
Now this must take great courage.
但是他还没有得到。
But he has not received the land.
但是他相信。
But he believed.
多久他才得到那块地
？How long did it take for him or his descendants to take possession of the land？
五百年呢？五百年呢
？500 years。
今天你跑到大沃那边，你这逛，然后你说五百年后这个地方都是我的，你这个人有问题，对不对？那亚伯拉罕没有问题，亚伯拉罕有信心啊。
Now, if you go up to the bell tower and say, the land that I see, they belong to me. Now, that might not be true.
But wait
for Abraham.
Wait for 500 years.
But for Abraham, it was a promise from God. And it was realized in 500 years' time.
非常神奇.
It was very miraculous.
然后我们再看下去的时候呢, 就是他所讲的这个 第三点了, 来到第三点了,
now we come to the third and the final point of my outline.
应许即得成,
the promise to a reality, from a promise to a reality.
他说你生平的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住, 我怎么样与摩西同在也必照样与你同在, 我不撇下你也不丢弃你。
And this is what God said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
所以我们看到应许到得成,
from a promise to a reality,
包括了什么?
Included,
是包括一个时间的故事。
We see that there is a story through time.
就是你看了,
when thou seest,
你行动了,
when thou doest,
然后你拥有了,
and thou possessest,
还要保持,
and then you preserve it.
我好像在讲你买房子一样,
now I'm talking about as if you are buying a house.
你先去看, 对不对? 看的时候, 你就什么, 你就要有行动了, 不是看而已, 你要行动了, 要给押底金了。
You go and view a house, you like it, you have to put a deposit.
然后你拥有了,
and then you possess it.
然后你要保持, 还要保持干净, 不要说我住了就是吧, 变成垃圾屋是不行的, 你还要保持, 一个过程。
Now you move in, and then while you are staying in the house, you have to maintain it, keeping it clean. So you see that there is a process.
所以我们看到神的应许, 这个耶稣亚什么呢?
What did God promise Joshua?
他说呢, 你无往不利,
the promise is that you, where you go, okay, I will give it to you.
无人能在你面前站立,
no one can stand before you.
第二件事情, 他说, 我与摩西同在, 现在也照样与你同在。
I was with Moses, I will be with you.
第三,
and thirdly,
他说, 我不撇下你, 不丢弃你。
I will not forsake thee, nor fail thee.
可你说, 真的吗?
Now you may ask, is this true?
但是我告诉你,
I want to tell you this.
一个得胜的秘诀,
a secret to victory.
就是圣诞节。
It's Christmas.
圣诞节讲什么?
And what is the story of Christmas?
以什么? 四个字, 以马内利。
Now, in Christmas, we always remember the word Emmanuel.
是什么? 上帝与我们同在。
Meaning God is with us.
那么他就告诉他们什么呢? 他说你要刚强, 因为你必使百姓承受那地为业, 就是我向你们列祖所启示, 赐给他们的地。
Be strong and of a good courage, for unto these people shall thou divide for inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers.
应许到得成,
from a promise to a reality,
要有一种条件,
and there is a condition there,
要有一种理由,
and a reason,
这个过程才能够完成,
then the process can come to pass.
所以在这里我们看到了, 你叫刚强壮胆,
you must be strong and of a good courage.
因为在这个地方, 我们看到以色列人呢, 不是只看那个地方而已,
we see that the Israelites did not only view the land.
像摩西, 他可以看到, 他没有机会,
like Moses, he did.
那么亚伯拉罕也看到, 但还没有得到。
So Abraham saw, but they did not possess it.
那现在耶稣亚, 他带以色列人要承受那个地, 所以要刚强壮胆。
But Joshua is leading the people into the land, and therefore he must be strong and of good courage.
神对耶稣亚的应许,
so we see the promise to Joshua.
同样也给了他的新的任务。
Oh, so giving him a new assignment.
他带领200万人要全面的去攻击这个, 攻占这个陌生的地方。
for him to lead some 2 million people to go into the land of Canaan.
这个伟大的冒险和尝试
is a challenge.
有许多的事情会发生。
Now, many things could happen.
有一些问题人物啦，不同的试探呢。
There will be different temptation. There will be difficult people.
但是神说，我答应你，我不撇下你。
But God says, I will lead you, I will not forsake you.
我告诉你，神帮助能胜过人生许多挑战的人。
It is God who leads us, especially those of us who are facing challenges.
回想我们在这个新生命堂36年来。
Now, recalling our 36 years.
若不是你们刚强壮胆。
If you have not been strong and of a good courage,
一路来有上帝的恩典,
and we have God's grace with us,
我们怎能够走到今天呢?
How could we be where we are today?
Amen. 所以你们是刚强壮胆的。
So I do see that you are strong, you are courageous.
我们再看下去。
Let's move on.
他说呢，你要现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河。
So God says, arise and cross the river Jordan.
请问他们在约旦河东的时候讲，还是在约旦河西讲这句话？
Were they on the east or west side of the river?
东边的，还是在西边？好像大家都不懂，大了有点担心哈。在东边
they were on the right, on the east, sorry.
不是一个人过去的，偷偷过去，他是要带200万的人进入迦南地，容易吗？
Now, he would have to lead 2 million people to cross the river from the eastern side.
难吗？
Is that easy?
谁有去过约旦河？
Anyone here have been to Jordan or visited River Jordan?
很可惜哈，没有人举手就没有人去了。可能有人去，不好意思举手。我们的文化哈，让我们不敢举手。举手没有错的哈，举手没有错的。
Now it's not wrong to raise your hand, indicating that you have been to the Holy Land.
但是我知道有个人去过了。
Someone went.
我不是讲那个人，我讲那条河了哈。
Now, we are not looking at the person. I want you to look at the river.
我看到这个河好像很窄咧，哦，没有什么大不了咧。
Now, if you look at it, you say that the river, the width of it is not wide.
但是呢，广东话呀，今日唔同往日啊。今天，不同往日，今日不同往日。
The speaker is using a Cantonese phrase, huh?Now, what you see today may not be the same tomorrow.
为什么这个约旦河水这么少呢？这么小呢？
Now, if you look at it, when you are there, you may say there's not much water.
因为约旦河的水呢是淡的，死海的水是咸的不得了的。
Now, the water in River Jordan is
淡水 ，fresh water.
Thank you.Fresh water, and then the Dead Sea, what the water is very salty.
所以呢，淡水可以做东西，就是可以抽起来浇灌这些农作物。
Now you can fetch the water and irrigate, or use for.
所以约旦河水要流到这个死海的时候呢，好多水就被抽掉了。
Now before the water in River Jordan reached the Dead Sea, much is been used.
而我们知道，现在死海的水越来越少，越来越少，是因为这个原因。
And that is one reason why we are seeing that the Dead Sea, the water is getting shallow.
但我在想说，站在耶稣亚的这个地位去看这条河的时候
，standing from Joshua's standpoint,
到底这个河有多可怕呢
？Now, how frightening is a river like this.
我给你们看一个 video.
Here, John Austin.
这个是沙漠哦。
Hello, Michelle.
看沙漠有这个水，看到吗？
妈的吧！
山洪爆发的时候，我告诉你是很恐怖的。
This is a scene in a desert place, huh? And you see that the area is covered with water.
我们看到了就是这个耶稣亚所看到的，不是这么窄的，几个人手拉手就可以过去，它是那个很宽的，那个水的时候是雨季的时候是很恐怖的。
Now what we need to realize is that when Joshua was about to cross that river with the Israelites, it was flooded. The water overflowed the bank.
他们说大概是那个河水啊，大概是200米。
And the width of that overflowed river was about 200 meters.
到 1.6 公里。
To the extent of 1.6 kilometers.
可能你说这个概念很难了解。
Now, this may be very vague to you.
假如我们坐巴士。
If we take a bus.
一个 bus stop. 到四个 bus stop 之间。
So, when the River Jordan is flooded, the width can be that wide. That means from 1 to 4 bus stops apart.
所以你看起来是很恐怖的。
And when you view it, it is something very frightening.
而且那个水不是停在那边的。
The other thing we need to realize is that the water keeps flowing.
你是往下冲的。
Now it flows rapidly.
你说耶稣亚挑战大吗？
Is the challenge that Joshua faced a big one?
我们相信这个挑战，这个约旦河已经很大的挑战了。
So we see that there's this challenge with the crossing of the river Jordan.
但是我们来看到第二个问题。
And we see that there is another problem.
从看的地方成为自己的地方。
From a land that you see,to a land that you really possessed.
所以第三节是凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都照做我所应许摩西的赐给你们。
In verse 3 of Joshua 1, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses.
包括了这个亚伯拉罕，上帝答应了亚伯拉罕，他们只可以看。现在耶稣亚，你的工作是要带以色列人到迦南地去得那个地方，看的地方变成脚踏之地。
For Abraham, he saw the land. For Joshua, he saw the land. He went in to possess it.
我们常说的过约旦河是一个信心，要过信心这一关。
Now, to cross River Jordan takes faith.
那么我们看到，只要你要去争每一个城市的时候呢，那一个是信心的道路。
And then after that, to conquer every city in Canaan is another challenge of faith.
所以他说的，告诉耶稣亚，你要做一件事情，只要你什么刚强、大大壮胆、谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的律法，不可偏离左右，你使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
Here in verse 7, it says, "Only be strong, thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right, nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest."
这里我们看到上帝带出一个非常重要的信息跟我们说。
There's an important message here.
他说你要谨守，你刚强壮胆啊，你要谨守。
That God commanded Joshua to saying, observe according to the law.
你要享受平安吗？你要得到那个地方吗？
You want to enjoy peace? You want to possess the land?
他说你要做一件事情。
Then you must do this.
谨守遵行。
Observe the law.
仆人摩西吩咐的一切律法。
Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee.
但是可以说另外一句话，相反的。
We may say,in another way,
假如他不要，他们不要遵行怎么样？
If they do not want to obey the law,
事情会怎么样？
What would happen?
他们就失去那块地方。
They would not be able to possess the piece of land.
历史告诉我们。
History tells us.
我们看到以色列被掳到亚述，被掳到巴比伦的原因，就是因为这件事情。
Now, later on, we see that the Israelites were taken to Assyria and to Babylon for this very reason.
因为他们没有遵循上帝的话语。
Because they failed to obey the word of God.
所以得胜这件事情。
So, to have success,
有是有条件的。
There is a condition.
我们要成功不是没有条件的。哦，上帝给，不是，我们要做一些东西。
Now, if we want to succeed, then there is a condition.
什么是刚强壮胆呢？
What is to be strong and courageous?
刚强是你的手臂有力。
Strong means your arm must be strong.
就是信心的意思。
This represents the faith.
壮胆呢
？Courageous
是讲你的脚有力。
Implies that both our feet must be strong.
是我们要行啊，行出来。
That means we have to do the work.
我不晓得你喜欢看摔跤吗，或者 是拳击 boxing。
Have you watched a wrestling or a boxing match？
相信很多人看哈，特别弟兄们看的比较喜欢一点哈。
I think more brothers would see these sports。
他怎么会赢呢
？How does a person become a winner？
他要站立的稳，最后站住那一个赢。
Now he must be able to stand。Firm, and the one who is able to stand firm is the winner.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要为主站立的稳啊。
So brothers and sisters, you must stand strong for the Lord.
我们再看下去的时候，我发现到呢，上帝再提醒他，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想。
And then God continued to say to Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth."But thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
为什么再提两次？短短的两节再提两次律法书。
Now, the book of the law is mentioned twice in verse 7 and verse 8.
为什么我们常常会重复呢？
Why do we repeat?
是因为人家听不进去。
Because we are slow to hear.
我们没有遵循，没有做到。
We do not obey, we do not go and do it.
真理也的确需要不断的重复，让我们能够记得，好像讲到一样。
Now God's truth must often be repeated in our preaching.
Okay, 我们来到结论了啊，看戏了哈，安心了，等我们来要结束了哈。
We come to the conclusion.
所以在这里我们看到呢，耶稣要做三件事情。
See, Joshua must do three things.
而是上帝要他做三件事情。
And these are what God wanted him to do.
这三件事情就是什么呢？第一个就是刚强壮胆。
First, to be strong and of a good courage.
第二呢，是不要惧怕。
Be not afraid, number two.
第三，不要惊慌。
Number three, be thou not dismayed.
所以这一刻我们说，虽然看到约旦河的水泛滥。
Now you have seen the River Jordan with its overflowed bank.
我也看到许多很坚固的这个城市。
You have seen the fortified cities in Canaan.
敌人到处都是。
And you see the enemies are all over there.
而且以后要在那边生活。
And you are going to live in that land.
在那个地方生养众多。
And then to be there and multiply.
假如是你，你怎么想？
Now what would you have thought?
你可能会很害怕，对吧？
You'll be scared.
你会喊妈妈，我的妈呀，怎么这个事情我要去这样做啊？
You'll call for help.
但神这样说呢，他说呢，我岂不什么没有吩咐你吗
？Then God says, "Have I not commanded thee?"
意思说呢，上帝讲了三次。
Now it means God has.Said it repeatedly.
三次了，要你刚强壮胆啊。
For three times he says, "Be strong and of a good courage."
他重复的提醒。
He repeated it.
你知道我们做父母的
As parents,
我们常常就要教孩子嘛，哈，哦，有时候我们教孩子冲凉，哈，很头痛了。当孩子小的时候，对吧
？When our children are young, it's not easy to get them to do certain things like asking them to take a bath.
我们叫他冲凉啊，时间到了，冲凉啦。
It's time to take a bath.
Oh.
The reply will be, yes.
还没有去，对吧？现在怎么还没有冲凉啊？哦。
Then you ask again, why have you not taken your bath? The same reply.
哎呀，
yeah.
妈妈就说，我讲没有力，爸爸你讲。啊，那爸爸去了，爸爸出吧，还没有冲凉。
Okay, and then the father takes over the instruction, asking the child to take his or her bath.
他也说，哦。
And the reply is the same.
怎么办？
What would you have done?
有什么方法能够叫他动起来呢？
In what way can you get the child to move?
藤鞭吧。
A rod, a cane.
藤鞭不好。
No, you are not going to use it.
你要叫他的爱人。爱人讲什么他都 yes。
Then you
对吧？
You have to wait for him to grow up, huh? And then when he's found his...Girlfriend, boyfriend, everything that is said by the other person, it will be a yes.
有时候我们说，爸爸没有力量，妈妈没有力量，爱人有力量。
So we see, what the father or the mother, instructs, it doesn't, get the results, that, they want, but the lover can do that.
爱人所讲的，你一定听。
When the lover says,You will listen.
但爱我们的神讲，你听不听啊？
When the God who loves us say, would you listen?
他讲三次哦。
And he said three times.
你知道我们现在人讲话语速，我不知道是什么意思。你跟他讲的时候，他会讲安娜安娜安娜，有这个字吗？安娜安娜安娜。我们西安信，我们不是这样讲话。上帝告诉我们的。你要怎么说？
The way we respond to a request by a human being, do we respond that way to God?
假如上帝跟你讲，你要怎么回答？
When God said it to you,
你说我考虑一下了哈。
Would you say I consider it?
等一下我跟牧师商量一下哈，我再答你哈。
Let's have a discussion and then I'll reply.
还是你只有一句话？
Or you only have one answer.
在兵营里面，我们说什么？ Yes, sir.
Would you do like you would have done in the military? When a command is given, your reply is yes, sir.
假如她是姐妹，你讲什么？假如说那个你的上司是姐妹的话，你要讲什么？
Now, if yes, madam. Is a lady, you'll say yes, madam.
上帝跟你讲，你要讲什么？
And when God say to you,
Yes, God.
Our reply should be, God, I will do it.
没有第二次考虑哈，不要我去 check 一下哈，看我的 diary 哈，我等一下，等一下，等一下，不要你只有一句话 ，Yes, God.
I do not need to think twice.
我们最后来到的时候，我们就看到的这个摩西。不是，我们来到耶稣亚。
We come to Joshua again.
耶稣亚可能他在生命记里面曾经听过这句话。
Now, Joshua would have probably heard these words in recorded in the book of Deuteronomy.
他说以后以色列中再也没有兴起像摩西的这样的人。
That is,there will not be a man raised up like unto Moses.
所以我们看到耶稣亚是有资格去胆怯的，会害怕的。
Now we say that Joshua had the right to be fearful.
为什么呢？因为他说我怎么的努力都可不可以跟这个摩西比较
？No matter how hard I work, I cannot be compared to Moses.
我也不能够超越摩西。
I cannot excel Moses.
今天我们来到这里。
And we are here this morning.
我们要侍奉。
We want to serve.
可能我们很胆怯。
I am afraid.
啊，我们说，哎呀，可以和谁比呢？哇，跟牧师比啊，面壁了哈。啊，跟传道比也不能啊，跟长老执事比也不可以，不可以了，我不行了，我不行了。
Now who do we compare ourselves with?
当我们这样做的时候
，When we compare with man,
我们犯了一个很大的错误。
We have committed an error.
就是我们看重人超过神。
Now we see man, bigger than God.
你要看神。你要仰望神。
We must fix our eyes on God.
虽然摩西离开了，伟大的领袖倒下去了。
Moses died.
我们所爱的人死了。
The person we love passed on.
一切的知识都断绝了。
All knowledge is cut off.
但是上帝没有死。
But God is not dead.
他仍然走在我们面前。
He's always ahead of us.
所以假如你要成功的话，
If you want to succeed,
我们读这一节经文就做结束。
We have to read this verse and let it be the conclusion.
Okay, 会读华语的就给我读，不会读了 ,sorry, 好。第二扇，因为无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。Amen.
The verse is where So wherever you go, God will be with you.
上帝与我们同在。
God is with us.
你相信吗？
You must believe.
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
我们的创造宇宙的主，带领新生命礼堂36年的主，他仍然活着。
The God who is the creator of the universe and the earth is alive, and he will continue to lead us here in new life.
再读多一次。
Let's read again.
因为无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Whithersoever thou goest, God will be with you. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for the promise you have given to Joshua, and we know that we can claim upon these promises that you will be with us. And we have many of such promises in the New Testament. And we know that you are with us. May you guide new life, guide each one of us, your people, as we move on, we'll move on with courage and strength. We thank you that you will never fail us. 亲爱的天父，感谢你给我们你的话语，你的应许。我们今天领受了这些挑战，我们要有正确的回应，求主帮助我们，我们把自己交托于你，我们如此的祷告，感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。